at the very base of this pyramid, you have to feed yourself. And you have to have your needs for water and your needs for food and your needs for shelter as you move up this. And then your needs for sort of like companionship and ultimately a need to feel a sense of belonging, a need to feel loved as you begin to move up this pyramid until you get to the very top. And at the very top of this pyramid, there's just a tiny little space up there. And this tiny little space at the top of the pyramid is what we call purpose, where you're living your life as if why you're here is really clear to you. A sense of purpose is not that I'm doing what I was told I was supposed to do that was programmed into me by somebody in the sky before I showed up here, but that I feel as if why I'm here is being actualized. And when people ask me about how do I get to that place of purpose in my life, I always remind them that your life is like what Joel Goldsmith called it, a parenthesis in eternity. So who you are, you know, Carl Jung referred over and over again to the part of us that is eternal, the infinite part of us. He said the telling question of a person's life is their relationship to the infinite. And until you have that relationship with the infinite, you will not know anything about purpose. So that you almost have to learn how to step outside of yourself and begin to witness yourself from the perspective of who you are as not being this thing that you're observing. You go to the observer, and then you even get to watch the observer. And that's when it starts to get a little bit complicated. But as the observer or as the witness to the observer, you're sort of watching and noticing. But the sense of purpose comes from being that witness rather than what you are witnessing. And when you get to that place in your life, you begin to realize that who you are in this physical world, this name that you've been given and this body that you have that you are occupying, is nothing more than a parenthesis in something called eternity. It opens parentheses at the moment of your conception. It closes parentheses at the moment of your death. But when you come into this parentheses, when you show up here, you show up with nothing, with no thing. And you go from nowhere, N-O-W-H-E-R-E, nowhere. And in one instant, conception, you're in now here. N-O-W-H-E-R-E. It's all the same. It's just a little question of spacing. Nowhere, now here. So now you're in now here. Hopefully, all of you listening are in now here. There may be some of you listening that are not now here. But while you're in now here, you have some kind of an awareness that you're going nowhere. You're going back to nowhere. So it's nowhere, open parentheses, now here, back to nowhere. It's all one. But there's something different about now here than nowhere. At least we think there is, but we don't have any real confirmation about that unless you're Brian Weiss. Or you know about past lives or future lives and so on. Now, one of the things that one of the great teachers in my life, Carlos Castaneda, whom I've referred to on many occasions, one of the things that he says is that the problem with humanity living at ordinary levels of awareness is that we are all beings who are going to die, but we act as if we're not. So that we don't really ever come in contact with our immortality or our infinity at all, because we are acting as if this body is all that there is and it's going to live forever. When in fact, there's an awareness in there that we're all going nowhere. And one of the things that a story that I told that I'm going to read for you that I put in a book called You'll See It When You Believe It, which was a turning point in my life, that book. It was the book that I wrote that made the shift for me complete from talking about psychology to moving into something called spirituality and higher consciousness. That was the shifting point in my life back in the 80s. You'll see it when you believe it. And I tell this story, and I want to read it to you. And it was a story that I heard told by a great teacher in India.